Hi, this is Mel Hart with the Climate Change Report. The Yale Project on Climate Change Communication and George Mason University released their latest annual survey recently, showing that majorities of Democrats and Republicans agree about some climate and energy policies, reports Ryan Koronowski at Climate Change. Other results indicated more education was needed. Half of the respondents had not heard of the Keystone XL pipeline, a project sure to increase global carbon emissions. On the bright side, 60% or more of Republicans and about 80% of Democrats favored clean energy rebates and more clean energy research funding. Roughly the same percentages wanted to regulate carbon emissions. A clear half of Republicans want to end government subsidies to fossil fuel industries, and even more Democrats. Independents favored these policies even more than Republicans, an important point for Republicans to note, given that many recent elections have hinged on the power of independent voters. Strong majorities said that President Obama and Congress should make climate change a high priority and that President Obama should make clean energy development a high priority. The majorities have spoken. Now, if only Congress would agree to represent us. For more, Google Mel's Climate Change Report. This is Mel Hart.